You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is toasty, and that asphalt is crazy hot right now. So, you know all the rules. I don't need to lecture you, but man, it's hot, Dom. It's really hot. How hot is it?
As I like to say,
my, it's very hot. Thank God it's not sticky. I just hate it when it's sticky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually took 2 showers yesterday. I was so sweaty. I'm not even joking.
I've had days like that before.
I need another shower before I go to bed. We just washed the sheets like a day ago. I was like, I'm not getting in bed. Filmy.
Yeah. The break is coming this weekend. It's supposed to drop like 20-something degrees with rain and cooler weather. I think for your concert Friday night, there's just a chance of scattered showers, and it should be upper 70s. So that's actually quite pleasant.
Is that what we're looking at? Let's see.
For your night. The last I saw.
Uh-oh. 60 with rain now. According to my...
Because I was reading one of your
to my
weather,
device here. 61 and rain. But you know what? I don't care.
That you follow.
I don't care. I mean, that's awesome. I'm going to stand out at Fiddler's in that coolness and enjoy the concert. That's great. It's nice, chilly. Wear some jeans. Whatever. That's
Put
fantastic.
Your little rain slicker on.
Put a little raincoat on. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm excited about that. We had a good day yesterday. It was just a really nice, enjoyable day with the family. It was Nicole's birthday. We did some gifts with her. I went and got a tuxedo cake from Costco and some tri-tip and made a really nice dinner, brought her flowers.
What's a tuxedo cake?
It's like the multiple layers. It's got like chocolate cake in it and then like a chocolate mousse and then some sort of white mousse and then another layer of chocolate cake and then some something chunky in there.
I'm sure it looked great. How'd it taste?
Oh my gosh, Dom.
Good?
It's one of those things that you could just dive in and eat the whole thing. And then you hate yourself about 20
minutes
later.
What is with Costco and their bakery?
I don't know. And they were pulling stuff out of the bakery as I was arriving there, you know, like pulling stuff out of the ovens and the smell. I'm like, that's got to be one of the greatest jobs.
So Costco has their own bakeries in-house, or do they ship that stuff
No,
in?
They're making stuff in the back. I mean, they were making rolls or something, and the steam was coming out as I was standing there, and it was hitting me. I was like,
I gotta know what their secret is, because there's something about their cakes that they must be really, really bad for you, because they taste so good.
They're full of lard and high fructose.
There's a correlation there, right?
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not going to eat them all the time, but their sugar content has got to be through the roof.
Sky high. Yeah.
Sky high, man. And then Nick Nack was able to go for a little jog, get some exercise yesterday, and she ran into one of our neighbors, and he's a big burly cop guy. He's always walking around with his shirt off, and he's got a classic car. He's always polishing up and stuff. And he was standing there talking to her, and he's like, "Hey, come here." He's like, I got a question for you. Is everything all right with Jeremy? Is everything okay?" And she's like, "What are you talking about? Why?" He's like, "Well, I've just noticed a few things over the past couple months as I've been out and about." He's like, "I saw that he sold his Corvette, so he doesn't have a fun car anymore. I saw him out front. He was like refinishing a rocking chair or something," which I was. He's like, "And then just about a day ago, I saw him out front with a little pot putting fake flowers in a pot for fall," which I did. I went to Hobby Lobby. I got some fake sunflowers, some very fall looking decorations, and I was putting them in a little bucket that we have out by our front door. And he's like, "Is everything all right with him? He's just kind of, he's changing a little bit." And she was like, "What, is he not manly enough for you now?" So I guess there's this rumor in the neighborhood that I'm not manly anymore, Dom, because I'm selling my fun cars and putting up fall decorations, and I'm running through the bubble machine. It was another one with the kids. I'm like,
well,
what?
You've
I'm
always
very
been
well-rounded.
You've always been a contradiction and a walking contradiction, always. So
yeah, I know.
Because you like to portray yourself
stuff.
As a manly man. You like the pickup truck and your boots and. You know, you want to, you know, wear your tight t-shirts and...
But
you know,
when fall decorations come out, I get giddy.
But you have, you know, your love of, strawberry-scented shampoos and lotions.
And bring me a daiquiri. And
you told me that Nicole did not decorate the inside of your house. You did.
I did a lot of it, yeah.
So you're a contradiction in stereotypes.
I really am, but I don't think that's wrong at all.
No,
and I don't like that he's pointing fingers at me, thinking that something's wrong with me because I'm,
well, there's definitely
I'm quite well-rounded.
There's definitely a lot of things wrong with you, but I'm not going to put it in. I'm not going to use those as evidence.
Okay.
If we were in court and I was trying you, I would not bring any of those in as evidence. There's plenty of other things.
Okay.
That's right. Evidence of you not being right.
Do you have anything like that? I mean, do you get excited to decorate? I mean,
No.
I love just getting on Pinterest and looking at, you know, ideas for decorating and
I'm not wired
styles
that way.
And
I don't say, oh, he's not manly. But I think that's so cavemanish or whatever. I don't care about that. It's just that I don't have the skill for that. I don't have the eye.
Oh, okay.
And I've been told that many times. It's not like I'm against it. I was
it's
a bachelor for so long, right?
Yeah.
I'm an adult bachelor dude living by myself for 20-something years. And so I had no choice but to do my own decoration. Mm-hmm. But I did reach out for help. Like when I repainted that house over, you know, when I lived off Parker Road, I had a friend of mine. Her name is Amy. And she had this great, she was not an interior designer, decorator, but she could have been.
Yeah.
And so I had her come over and she helped pick out the colors for
the walls. That's good. That's fine. Great.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good color, if I recall.
What are those called? Swatches?
Swatches? Yeah.
Swatches. She taught me about the swatches and putting stuff up on the wall. Like, she grabbed some paint and just started painting the wall.
You're like,
whoa, what are you doing? She goes, you're going to paint over it anyway. She's like, this is how we get to
She's
see
like,
what
this
color.
Is inspiration.
So I don't have that skill.
It's
not like I'm envious of it. It's like, I've got other skills. I don't
you
have
do.
That
You do.
You've
got mad skills for other things. But
you've got the eye for stuff like that, and I don't.
My little flower arrangement is a pretty solid-looking flower arrangement out front. It's very fallish, and I put the fall wreath up on the door now with the leaves and everything.
Your HOA going to? Oh, you're on the
HOA. I think
HOA.
I'm part
you can
of
get
the
away
HOA.
With anything
I'll
you want.
Sign off on anything I want in my front yard.
That's kind of why you got it in the HOA, isn't it? Just so
Heck
you could get a
yes, that
so
was like one of the major things that we got on because we can approve like anything architecturally. And
HOAs are a scam.
We were like, this is awesome. I'll just sign off on whatever.
The whole thing is a scam.
Want a lime greenhouse? Quick signature. Done.
I don't
Not
like
a
this
problem.
At all.
Not a problem. Now I'll really get that cop guy talking.